You know, I guess that you would be the only one who would dare to come here. You've got courage.
Yo, 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 the Get Your Podcast crew is in the building. And that's right. Back by popular demand, I finally got my homie back with me. Ladies and gentlemen, Charlie.
Oh, hey, what's going on? Like, that's funny because I was just on another podcast and we're like, hey, he doesn't have a podcast and we're...
Like, I guess that was the popular demand, huh? It was me saying, hey, you should probably go back on it every once in a while. But if you don't want to, it's fine.
Funny thing is how things happen.
Show's better without you. Huh?
Is it? What? I'll get you.
Oh, jokes. Are recording, right? Because I was going to talk about my chlamydia.
Okay. Well, we can share there, right? Stories. We can share stories. I'm pretty sure that's a real
thing. Are we recording or not? I need to know for sure.
Yes, we are, sir.
Did I say chlamydia?
We're live, pal. We're live, pal.
No, but what?
As you can tell by the sound of that voice, we didn't come alone. Of course, I had to get the hardest part of the ring, the biggest part of the ring, the stiffest part of the ring, a.k.a. King Kong Dong, a.k.a. Sorcerer Stones, a.k.a. How to Train Your Dragon, a.k.a. Plant Based Sausage. Ladies and gentlemen, Kyle from the Apron Bump, hardest part of the ring.
It looks more like a minion without the clothes on. You know what I'm saying? If anything, but I appreciate the praise. Appreciate you having me.
Of course. I know it's been a while. Like we were talking about.
Is that Creed? Is that Hinder?
Is that Creed or is it? I mean, aren't all white bands the same?
You know how I know you're gay.
I'm going to see Creed live this summer, so you can go off.
Are you?
I'm gonna get
You take me?
I don't know why I did that with an Asian accent. It's because I'm here.
I mean, come on, Creed is good. Creed or Nickelback, guys? Creed or Nickelback?
Whoa, easy. Well, careful how you say that.
Hold on. Nickelback. Nickelback. For the woke. Chill. I said Nickelback.
Oh man. Charlie comes back for one episode, you get canceled.
The New York Knicks.
Listen. I always look like give people a side eye when they say Arnold's last name, and I'm like, oh, careful how you say the last part of his name. You know, easy.
Well, you're in the ethnic section of the grocery store, so you can say anything. I think. Although I guess that wouldn't be in the ethnic section. That'd be fucked up.
I mean, Goya. Yep. Is Goya?
Who eats Goya?
We do. I mean, I use the ingredients. Shout out you guys. Plug out your episode that you had with my homeboy Charlie. You know what I'm saying? Buried Alive. You know, you get to see Undertaker do a schoolboy roll up in the dirt, which is pretty fantastic.
Small package. It's a small package.
Small package.
The tightest small package you'll ever see. Shout out.
And keeping up with the ethnicity talk, you guys brought up Mark Merrill, who is vaguely ethnic, you know? I did like that conversation because he was the first vaguely ethnic guy, and then the second person is Seth Rollins. So it comes full circle.
You know, I was actually just talking to somebody about this because his last name's Lopez, but I think he acquired that from like a stepdad or something.
Yes.
So he's just a white guy, right? That happens to be Lopez.
Well, actually, I think he has some Middle Eastern in him as well.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Yeah.
Interesting. Is that who's eating Goya? I'm not familiar.
Listen, I mean, they do have the best chickpeas. So, you know.
I've never had like a strong
chickpeas
opinion on
equals
chickpeas.
Hummus. Come on, you know. Anyway, we've seen wrestling all week. Right, guys, tell the homies what type of wrestling fan y'all have been this week.
You go first, Charlie.
Go ahead, Charlie.
I can't think of anything clever, so you go first.
Well, I've been an old school wrestling fan, and that's not just to plug my podcast, but I've been watching a lot of 96, WWF, WCW, ECW this week. Just, you know, it's just an easy watch. You know, there's no stakes to it. Like, you kind of know some stuff that happens. So a lot of ECW, like end of 96, that's stuff starting to get pretty good. And Brian Pillman shooting Stone Cold with a gun. So, yeah, a dilapidated vintage wrestling fan. Vintage.
Say vintage.
Yes, vintage. Yes, that's me.
Yeah. Which is pretty exciting because I totally forgot that was the first Buried Alive match. And then the Executioner, you know? Mm-hmm. Like,
you familiar with the Executioner?
Well, that's the Gordy, right? That's Bam Bam Gordy. Which I didn't forgot that he was even in the WWF at that time, which is pretty wild.
Very shit, brief.
Bowling pin.
How dare you?
Damn. Charlie, did you think of what type of wrestling fan were you?
I'm definitely the girlfriend that just broke up with the dude and like just start checking out his Instagram and seeing what he's up to. Cause I'm kinda like from the outside looking in, you know what I mean? Like, as in like, mm-hmm. yeah, WrestleMania was there and everything. But after that WrestleMania high, I'd just been kinda like more so following on social media, pretty much. That's it.
Okay.
Just doing kind of wondering what they're up to.
Ex-boyfriend stalking? Doing the ex-boyfriend stalking?
Yep. You know I still do. Oh, fuck. All right. Sketch. Like, this is not live, right? Like, are we recording or not? I need to know. Like,
I can edit that out.
All right. Please edit that out.
Or not.
Like, what
is that's how it is sometimes. Sometimes you're just curious about how you're doing with your ex, how your exes are doing at like 2 a.m. Exactly. And you're like, okay, let me peep the Facebook a little bit. Let me see the Instagram. Oh, who's that? You know? Oh, snap. They still live in the area. I'm not saying that I've done that.
No. You have not done that very specific scenario. Never.
Up in 2 in the morning looking at like Instagram, seeing R-Truth like for like get new titles and shit. Like, that's me. That's me.
Oh, they're all having fun over there.
Okay, so the type of wrestling fan I've been, and it's kind of like, you know, I'm like just tired. Tired wrestling fan, right? Tired from the WrestleManias, the Stand and Delivers, the gauntlet of my eyes are just bleeding. I mean, in good reason, because there's been great wrestling. I mean, Windy City Riot was happening, you know what I'm saying? There's been a lot of good stuff in that. Not to mention all the stuff that other stuff that New Japan is doing, but tired in a sense, or I am just tired of these damn sweaty ass fans on social media. Right, you had a dude, right, come out and saying that women shouldn't cry or people should get emotional for Cody Rhodes' win. Oh. Right, it's a man thing. Like in 2024, when is anything really a man thing in these sports? Right, you got the WNBA doing their thing, you know what I'm saying? You had the women in wrestling doing their thing. Like, I think it's time to just shut up, you know, just shut up, just get to, you know, just realize things are happening in the world. And that male chauvinist is not part of it. That's why sometimes us wrestling fans can't get good things. You just seen that dude on Twitter talking about how Liv Morgan shouldn't be getting this push and how he was saying that he's had better than Liv Morgan. Like, no, you haven't. There's no way you've had better than Liv Morgan. And your cousin doesn't count.
Luna Vachon? You know?
He wishes.
Oh, whoa. Whoa, she's a growler. but Liv Morgan, shout out to her, she did come back and say to that guy, like, oh guys, please don't feel sorry for him, he usually pleasures himself with a sock. So
damn,
man.
So shout out to her. But that's what I'm saying. I we, you know, when we first started Getcho, we did a bracket, you know what I'm saying, the Getcho Madness bracket, where we're talking about sweaty fans. And those dirty ass fans are always the reason why it makes it hard for us normal people to like wrestling. But anyway, that's a whole another tangent.
Don't listen to my last episode. Charlie was very chauvinistic on that throughout the whole thing.
Oh, right. Okay.
He saw Sable on the apron. He was like, hey, don't you dare get in that ring. You get on the floor where you belong, you bitch. That's a quote.
Leave the cannons outside the ring.
That's at Charlie _
anal, you can find him there.
That's so funny you say that. And like, I was just on another podcast bitching about women getting more games match. Like, oh. No. Like, okay, once again, now I gotta say on another podcast, it's not men or women. It's just War Games is stupid. It should never be an annual show. It should always come when a big blow off. to a story or a rivalry or something.
Women
like that.
Should only be there if there's a big blow off. I'm right there with you, Charlie.
I do know what you're saying, because it's they just like we were just like saying the same thing about Hell in a Cell, right? And then now they replaced it with War Games. So it's kind of like, well, you really didn't do anything. You just gave it a different name and a different cell. You know?
I don't even think they replaced it. I think it's just in addition to, because they still do the Hell in a Cell pay-per-views, don't they?
Yep.
I thought they're done. I thought they're done with it.
I don't know. Have they released a schedule for 2024?
Let me call Sean Ross right now.
There,
get him on the horn.
Oh shit! Disconnected. I guess it's changed.
Damn, not again.
Make sure one of his eyes can get the right thing.
Man, that's horrible. I tried to call him and then failed on live TV. But guys, so
I'm a real journalist.
But yeah, guys, winners and losers from the wrestling week. It doesn't have to go in any order. Whatever you feel is a winner or loser. But I'm gonna start off and say Mercedes Moné is a loser. Ooh. Kyle, Monet. You want to elaborate on that?
No, I love Mercedes Moné. I'm her number one stan, personally. No, I think I don't know if she's like injured or what the deal is, but I don't know why she isn't wrestling when that's like her appeal. Like her appeal's never been her promos, and
it's like, mostly the in-ring stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, how many times can you come out and say the same thing over and over again? And you could say the same thing about Cody Rhodes, by the way. But it's apples and oranges. But yeah, Mercedes, it's just like, and all this talking she's doing, it feels like it's not progressing anything. She's just saying the same like WWE scripted off a teleprompter bullshit. And it's like, okay, I'm tired.
I think it got worse, to be honest. You know, I thought that her promo skills were like, you know, subpar, like they're good for what they're supposed to be, right? But like, I don't know, on AEW, she has this thing where she has to emphasize every word, right?
Yeah,
like Julia, me and Julia.
It's like she's expecting Willow, an applause after Will. Every word.
What's that?
It's like she's expecting applause after every word.
Oh my gosh, and it's like, I don't know, that backstage stuff that she did with Tony Schiavone, I just wasn't feeling. And what was the point?
Yeah, I mean, I guess they're slowly building to a match with Willow, but it's like, I don't know, man, the amount of time she's gotten to speak versus how much story has been built, it just doesn't line up. And I would agree. Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, she's like, she's trying too hard to like, she's focusing on like what GIF is going to come out of this or what clip is going to come out of this, and not actually focusing on the content of what she's saying with all the poses and the standing perpendicular to
CEO.
The camera.
CEO.
Oh, for the love of Pete. Oh. That being said, she's a great wrestler. She's a great wrestler. She's got great rings. Her rap's not great, but you know, she's a good wrestler.
Listen. I'm with you, and we're just being fair. We're not like trying to be like, you know, we're not trying to put her down or anything. But you can see where the WWE help came from versus where AEW is. It's more of a knock on AEW. Again, it's probably the same committee that told Cody to say, "Hey, yeah, go ahead, cut that promo." Are the same people that are probably like, "Yeah, go ahead, speak like that," you know?
Yeah, creative control, brother.
That's right. Come on now. Winner though, I gotta say, is definitely the Sami Zayn Chad Gable match.
Mm.
I do like that match only for the reasons that like we got the heel turn at the end, you know.
Yeah.
You got Sammy, you know, going to his wife and, you know, doing the whole thing about like, oh, I did, you know, oh my gosh, this is amazing. Only to get belly to the back suplex while trying to go in for a kiss. I thought that was amazing timing.
They showed like a different angle from a fan, and it looked like Chad Gable was still crying, walking over to Sami Zayn, and it was actually executed really well, because up until the point where Chad Gable actually like back hugged Sami Zayn, nobody knew what was going on, and then you could see this genuine surprise of everybody when he actually dropped him, and it looked great. So it was pretty nice to execute. I liked it a lot. It was pretty fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I didn't see it coming. I didn't see it coming, but I support it. Heel Chad Gable. Pair him up with the Creeds.
Yeah.
Team Angle 2.0.
There we go. Team Gable. Team Gable.
They should have went full out on that with that heel turn. And like, you know, after he drops Sammy, just go after his wife. Super too. Then oh my god, that
puts her puts her in the angle lock. You know what I'm saying?
Kurt Angle's done that, I think, right?
Yeah.
He's definitely broken someone's wife's ankle.
Jeff Jarrett.
Was it TNA?
Oh, you know what? There was an angle in TNA. An angle.
Right?
It wasn't Joe's wife, but it was some random lady backstage that he threatened to break her ankle if he didn't get a rematch. So, So it's not unfathomable in wrestling, is what I'm saying. A prostitute. Is that what you're saying?
Also not fathomable, too. No, but yeah. What do you got, Charlie?
Okay. The winner for me, I was gonna say the same thing with Sami Zayn. One of my winners is gonna be Jey Uso. It's because
Of course, exactly.
He's just more over than ever, and you know, you gotta build him up to this upcoming match against Cody Rhodes.
Damian.
What? He's got a match against Tong Po. I'm sorry. Bisexual Undertaker. I'm sorry. God damn it. Anyway, and then like he went over on Finn Balor, and like that, which goes right into my loser, which is Finn Balor, because he lost the tag team titles off of this. Now it's like there's started to tease like a little dissension between the Judgment Day, where one guy ascends to the championship, and you got Finn Balor, who's been on top for like forever, now looking like a punk. You know, the whole time, hey, I thought we were going for the tag team titles. And then, you know, basically like Tong Po goes, no, you know, it's like.
Wait, you broke up. Can you repeat that?
Okay. He said, no, you bleed like Mali. But, so.
There we go. We got that clean.
But Finn Balor is looking like a bitch. So either way, Jey Uso is definitely a winner because his stock is as high as ever, and he's not dealing with this like bloodline shit where like Jimmy's just getting de-pants by Tama Tonga and like that. So yeah,
right.
So I'm just gonna say Jey Uso is one of my winners of the week.
Oh, for sure. I mean, does his stock, right? Does his aura make you want to go get those sunglasses?
No. Anyway, so.
2007 ass bullshit. What is Jey Uso doing? This goose.
Calm down.
Hell no.
I'm so tired.
No, I mean, well, I mean, no lie. I mean, there's part of his look and everything that he does give me Far East Movement vibes, but you know, whatever. Fly like a G6. What about you, Kyle? Do you have any winners and losers?
No. Yeah. The winners. Maybe those new, those juicy new tag team titles. Huh? Hey. Yeah. Pretty nice.
Yeah, those are nice.
So on one hand, they are nice looking belts. On the other hand, are they too similar to the world titles though? Or is that the idea? I mean, I'm sure that is the idea, but like, what do we think about that as far as like making all the titles kind of look similar, but just a little different?
I think they're
slightly. I mean, they're all different shades of Ferrero Rocher wrappers to me.
I'm a slut for Ferrero Rochers, by the way.
Dude, me too, man. Oh my gosh, the hazelnut when you bite it and it bursts.
Oh, a level burst in my mouth. What you were saying,
Charlie? Ferrero Rocher?
Charlie thoughts?
You got me thinking about
gold. Ferrero Rocher.
It is gold. It is gold. So that's as close as you know.
It is. Gold tinfoil.
There we go.
No comment.
Okay, but
I'll be the fifth.
No, but yeah, I mean, everything that's going on with that, for sure.
And this is like the tag division in general feels like they're finally, you know, starting to get a momentum going. It's like not red hot, but they're building a nice foundation with like the DIYs and the Street Profits. And like, it feels like there's a bunch of teams now that could theoretically be in the title hunt. And now that you have two sets of titles, I'm assuming they're going to unveil one on SmackDown. Feels like tag team wrestling's healthy in WWE, and that's very that's a very rare thing. So that's a big winner for me.
Very rare. Very rare. I mean, just like, you know, we're going to shout out your show. Just like what you're doing on 96. Sometimes there's only like one or two teams that are always going for the title for like three or four pay-per-views. And I feel like, you know, I don't know. Like in WWE, you have that sometimes, right? In the Attitude Era, it was always like Edge, Christian, Dudley's, right? Hardy's. Mm-hmm. And then like there was never other tag teams. I hope now that there's at least a little bit more than that so you could develop the actual division.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Cause like you said, there'll be like bubbles of time where it's like maybe a certain feud is really hot in the tag division. But then once you break up, like New Day and Usos, like all that stuff is great. But then once you split them up and they have to start facing other teams, it kind of feels less than. But now it's potentially, it could be, like you said, a more like a deeper division.
Exactly. And only one can watch so much Body Donnas and Smoking Gun matches.
Speak for yourself, so, man. I can watch Skip and Zip and Kip and Dip all day.
Listen, I've watched that's so funny. Much Body Donnas, I don't even know what to do with myself anymore.
You've watched, yeah, damn near half of their content from 96.
Well, to add on to Kyle, same thing. Like, I'm excited for the tag team division on the other side. You know how they broke up the titles at the WrestleMania, and now A-Town Down Under with that. Sorry, that name. Whatever. They're trying.
Rolls right off the trunk.
You don't like that name?
It's clever. I'll give it that. But it's that whole same thing. And it's the whole show Miz thing where you're taking someone's name, you're adding someone else, and you're putting together. And it's like, oh, yeah, now we got a name. You know, it's like kind of like you know.
Jungle Hook.
Exactly. Jungle Hook.
Jericho.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, wait. Don't worry, the Awesome Truth. Oh, wait, they're the tag team champs on the other side. So, you know, other than the name, no, I'm excited for those two guys. Because, like, you know, those two have been running rampant on SmackDown for a while. Now you're giving them titles. Mm-hmm. You're just making them even more, like, unbearable, more someone that you want to hate. And it's, like, it's just going to add some more intrigue to the tag team titles on the other side. Because, you know, I guess I can't really think of all the tag teams that they have on SmackDown. But aren't they kind of interchangeable anyway? And the draft's coming up, so who gives a shit?
Yeah, so, that's true.
So winners, yeah, I'm going to add on to that. Winners, tag team division.
Tag team division. Shout out. Okay. I know this is not WWE related, but Jon Moxley winning the IWGP Heavyweight Championship is definitely a winner. Definitely a winner.
Can you please bring back Justin Roberts? Do you have it?
No, I don't have it. I don't have
it. Oh, that's the classic Getcho.
I do have this, though.
I'm ready to mingle. Yes. I'm ready to, you know, a girl kissing me left, a guy kissing me on the right, which is totally okay, man. It's all love.
Close. That's close enough.
No, I know how I have to pull that from the episode, but, you know, when he's doing the.
What does he do? Do the Japanese announcers do the same thing?
That's a very good question. We gotta find out.
Yeah, we gotta look it up. Your winner is John Moxley.
Thank you. I didn't want to cook with me doing that.
Okay, you know what? We're doing a very horrible to our brothers over there on Japan side.
Right.
IWGP champion.
Will Ospreay. Moxley John.
Yeah. Oh.
You know, backwards and
wild
stuff.
Thing. Okay. We can say this. We can say this because we're in the Kyle said earlier in the ethnic area .
Oh man.
But yeah, I mean that's a huge win. Because you know when you look at the records and look at his stats, he's the first one to have what WWE, AEW, and IWGP. So I don't think there's anyone else that has those titles. Am I missing one more? In terms of like the, yeah.
Oh, no, I'm just saying, so, like, congrats to Moxley, you know, that's a huge accomplishment, and like, I'm pretty sure he's at home blading, thinking about it right now, like, just happy to be here. GCW champion now!
Him and Nick Gage are just blading it out, you know what I'm saying?
Hep C
plus which one do you want to use, the pizza cutter or the razor? The Bic?
Sorry.
No, but my only one concern, though, is... this means New Japan is not going to have basically a title holder on their show. It's going to be like kind of like the Lesnar thing where he only comes back, you know, what, every big show or something like that. Like,
I guess so,
the next one is like what, the G1, but that's not maybe for a few months.
Yeah, but New Japan does that though. They don't, their champions don't really defend that much anyway.
Yeah,
like, you know, so it's like, it's not, I guess, a bigger deal for them, but maybe they're trying to like compensate for losing Ospreay or something like that, because they did just lose Okada and Ospreay, and they want to like put some, maybe some new eyes on the product. So I mean, they could always put it on like Shingo again, put it, maybe could put it back on Sonata, but even then, like, people are like, even on the internet, like, yeah, Sonata's even like, boring, you know, like,
yeah, they weren't really, people weren't really happy with that run, with Sonata's run. It was kind of just like a there he is type of reign. It wasn't like a big spectacular thing. I mean, I think the plan is to do something at Forbidden Door, right?
Okay.
That's one way I can see it. But when's, either way, that's
huge. Forbidden Door.
Let me.
I feel like that'd be lame to have. What, you're gonna have two AEW guys facing off against each other in Forbidden Door?
Yeah, exactly.
The Forbidden Doors.
It's like, it's literally, you're in the house. The door's not forbidden.
Oh, I mean, my god, it's Eddie Kingston and fucking John Markley.
once in a lifetime.
Take a shot for every single forearm and or chop.
Is it just gonna be like a transitional reign? Maybe is he gonna, maybe is Shota Umino gonna take the title from him?
Or maybe cool. Well, that's what he called out. That's who he called out. He called out Shota at the end, and then Ren Narita came out. So I'm okay, Kyle.
Get a little House of Torture action going on at Forbidden Door.
Okay, look at you here. Look at this guy.
Dick okay. to go. It's dick to go.
Worse and worse going through a Forbidden Door and House of Torture. There's girls kissing me to the left and girls kissing me to the right, but it's okay. You know.
I'm single. I'm ready.
No, but okay. I mean, that's a huge win for me. Shout out to Naito, you know what I'm saying, who joins the company of Roman Reigns of losing his title as well, too. So thank you, Naito, I guess.
Nice.
Another win, right? I guess we got this, you know, this thing with Trick and Melo finally closing up their storylines, right? In a crazy cell match. Melo's signed to SmackDown, right? Is that the case?
No idea.
I don't think. I think officially, quote unquote, he's still NXT. But with the draft coming up, I would assume he's going to get drafted somewhere.
Okay, because I know he had that match, right, with Austin Theory, where they kind of did that spot where he kind of tweaked his neck. That was SmackDown, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was
like a one-off, right?
What I thought. But then I know they did the match again. Also on SmackDown. So I guess technically SmackDown, but you're right. With the draft, he could be on Raw.
Could be on Lucha Underground. Could be on Wrestling Society X. You never know. You never know.
Backyard Wrestling, you know.
Hell yeah. Great game.
Love there. You know. But yeah, what about you guys? What, any winners and losers?
Let's see. I'm trying to think of some losers. Who was, I guess, Rhea Ripley, big loser.
Oh, huh? Yeah.
That's biggest loser.
The injury, sure. Yeah.
So maybe to add on to you, sorry, Kyle, but like to add on to you, is Liv Morgan a winner or loser in this case?
Probably a big winner, honestly.
Right? It's like, I mean, I don't know, because like maybe it's the start of a heel turn, which we've never seen, because she's been like huge babyface for a while now. Maybe it may turn eventually to a huge winner because you took out Rhea Ripley. So now it's like naturally all the fans are behind her, even though like Judgment Day is kind of a tweener group. Like it's make turn Liv, because it was a good look for Liv on Raw when she came out just smiling, you know, like, ha, I busted your shit. So maybe, yeah, in the end, like maybe one Liv may wind up being a big winner in this case.
Yeah. No, definitely. It'll feed into a rivalry whenever Rhea comes back. So overall, I think it's going to be a big win. And I think Liv's kind of been, she's been a little heelish since her return. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. I think this might be the catalyst to go full blown with that. So it'll be interesting to see how they, I'm interested. What's 3 months, right? Rhea's gone?
About that, like that. Yeah. 3 months, yeah.
Liv needs to come out and start misgendering people and it'd be over. The crowd would just turn on her just like that. It's over. You call me what?
Let's get this guy in the writer's room over here.
That's what I'm saying. Gold.
Come on now.
Well, no, but
who would be the best one to have the title?
Great question.
The women's, is it the world's women's title?
Let's give a Katana a chance.
I was kind of thinking, like, I think they could go like off the wall. Maybe give like a Candice LeRae or
because
I don't know. Have they said how they're gonna? Is it gonna be like a tournament or like a battle royal?
I don't think they officially have said, but I my guess is once they do the draft, they'll probably pick it. They'll probably make it a tournament deal, right. which they've normally done before.
Oh, I got a picture, you guys. Yeah, I got a picture, guys. Let's do it. You know how like slowly now? Who's that lady with Candice LeRae? Oh my God.
Indy Hartwell
is slowly turning to be a heel now, right? So we're going to have this tournament. Indy is going to help Candice LeRae win the whole thing. LeRae becomes champion. Then LeRae turns on Indy after all that. And that sounded better in my head. Now, fuck.
So they're just going to repeat Bayley and Io Shirai storyline?
Oh, shit.
I mean,
not like it hasn't been done before.
Wait, are we live or what? Can we cut this out? Or like...
can we sweeten it up a little bit?
I'm with you with Candice LeRae because I feel like she has done nothing of importance like since she's been on the main roster, really, right. Other than dyeing her hair and having some wings. but if you like that, you know, okay, shot. But. But for me, I wouldn't mind if they put Shayna Baszler and give her the title run.
That's not bad.
You know, I know that right before the pandemic happened, there was something that was building with her, right? You know, I mean, biting Becky's neck and having all this blood, you know, put that aside and just look at her in-ring ability. Mm-hmm. I think she could carry it, you know, kind of revamp her presence on the main roster and her character. Thoughts?
Yeah. I support it. I mean, I feel like a tournament could be, this could be an opportunity, especially with the draft, because you could even bring up some NXT ladies. This could be a good opportunity to get some new people over, and it could like serve the same purpose as like a Money in the Bank, where like somebody that you wouldn't think would be a world champion ends up winning the whole thing. So, but they'll probably just do like Nia Jax or fucking
somebody safe, right?
Becky Lynch, you know, I hope not, but I hope they at least have some fun with it, but very open-ended.
I like that.
Very good. Exciting in the way. I can't wait to see. I can't wait to see. Chat.
Okay, so the one winner I do have, right, is the Creed brothers, right, having this match. You know, the way they do the belly-to-belly suplex and then a kip-up is pretty amazing. You know what I'm saying? And I have to ask you guys, who has the best kip-up?
Ooh.
Big Show.
He just needs like two guys. Okay, if we're going super heavy ropes.
What rope?
Oh, Braun Strowman? Remember Braun Strowman did a kip up?
Oh, I don't
know. I'll tell you what. Because I trained wrestling for a few months, and I could never do a kip up. But I was like chain wrestling with this guy, and he was going to like, he was grabbing my wrist and he was going to kip up. But I didn't know that like I had to help him. So he just kind of like flopped and he was like, what the fuck you doing? I was like, I don't know. I thought you were just going to kip up.
How are you supposed to read his mind at that point?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Like, isn't there something that he has to say or a way he grabs her wrist to signify that he's going to do a kick up? It's his fault, right?
Give me a tickle for it.
What's a kip up safe word? Kip up.
Pull me up so I don't fall.
Crutch lunge.
Stay stiff.
Who does the kip up where they like, you know what I mean? They're like straight.
That's Ricochet. That's Ricochet.
Is that Ricochet?
I think he does a move and he just kind of like does a kip up and he kind of just like as if he's like getting what's it? Someone's doing a slingshot in his ass.
Yeah, it's like if you did like a trust fall but like in reverse.
Yeah, I think that was him.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I think it is him. Well, I think like one of the, what's that, Dante on AEW does that too, right?
Ooh, I think Dante, that might be I'm thinking of actually, Martin. Dante Martin.
Oh, my bad.
Dante Martin. Yeah, yeah. They do that.
Okay.
Bianca Belair has a good one. Also.
Yes, she does.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She has a good one.
Drew McIntyre, pretty good one.
Drew McIntyre.
Yeah, with the hair, and then the hair comes up, and then he has to flip it back. It's very sexy.
You can see those thighs working.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
Yeah.
I'm biased to say HBK.
Yes, that's HBK. Probably the pinnacle, right?
He'll hit someone with a flying punch, and then like to lay on his back and just do that kip up. Maybe it's just the timing that he does it, and he makes it look so cool.
No, because there is a match. I think I don't know if you watched it yet, guys, but I think you've seen it. Is the one where he had with Jeff Jarrett?
Yes, in your house too.
He comes in with the flying forearm, and like when he bumps, he like kind of slides, and then he times it to when he like slides. He pauses and then does a kip up. Like, who does that? You know?
It's an overpowered I'm going to try that right now. Games.
I'll be right back.
Yeah, go for it.
Can you guys kip up?
Hell no. I can't do it.
Let's all try.
Here we go. This would be on the – we can use this for your TikTok, Kyle. You know, kip up challenge.
This is audio only, right?
Yeah, for now, yeah.
I just did the kip up. Look at – did you guys see that? That was so good, right?
Wait a minute. Let me try. Oh, fuck. Okay.
Oh, yeah. You can't.
Charlie?
I can't get up, guys.
We never defined what kip up meant.
I can't get up, guys. I'm trying, guys. I need help from John!
No, so you know what you should have done? You should have been like Kyle's wrestling buddy and like signify in the wrist that you're doing the kip.
Give me the Iggy.
Oh, man. But do you guys have any other winners and losers?
Shout out Bloodline. Yes. I guess it's a quick winner. You know?
Of course.
We got some direction. A little Civil War action. A little Tomatong. Maybe perhaps a Jacob Fatu make a difference. Fatu back. Tongaloa and his great. What did Kota Ibushi call it? The knee.
The
Kamigoye. Kamigoye.
Oh, Kamigoye. Yeah. Oh, you're using the real. Okay. It's interesting, right? Because I was on Smackin' Raw. Shout out to them. So Matt is correct. I just realized that Tomatonga is the adopted son of Haku.
Oh.
He's not his actual son. He's adopted by Haku.
Oh.
Which I didn't realize that until, earlier today. So shout out to Matt for pointing that out on adoption. So
that's why Tomatonga does not have his homicidal tendencies. He has not bitten the nose off anybody yet. Operative words yet.
But is it weird that like they do look alike though, even though he's supposed to be adopted?
They do, and it works on TV too. Like if you say he's Haku's son, like hell yeah, it's believable. Look at him. It's like it's not like he adopted like R-Truth and be like, hey, that's it's Haku's son, you know? It's like God damn it.
It's like a Dudley Boy situation.
Yeah, which is the funniest fucking gimmick in the world.
Yeah.
we're stepbrothers because our moms had sex with everybody.
Little Alabama, little south side of Dudleyville.
Look, it's Dances with Dudley. Look at this. She had sex with a Native American. This is awesome. with Jahan Redcorn. It's like,
Yo. That's probably a real person's name too. So shout out to them. Jahan.
Big shout out.
Oh, sorry, guys.
Yes, Tomatonga coming into the play. Solo Sikoa having his own new bloodline, which is pretty dope, right? Because, I mean, in a way, this signifies Sola as the new tribal chief, right? Is that the way it's coming out?
It'll be fun to see. That guy's been pushed to the moon. He was just in NXT. And he was in NXT for a minute, gets called up to Bloodline already, and he's like the top Bloodline guy. And even he's getting put over by Roman ahead of Jimmy. And I'm saying, man, what they see something Solo. So his stock is like shooting up in one day, and maybe he'll be title contention soon. We'll see. He's like,
for sure. I mean, he had big time matches already. Yeah. Like, I mean, the John Cena match, right? He already got that. He had multiple times with big names on SmackDown. So he's definitely like, you know,
they see something.
Like you're saying, getting that push. But yep. It's so funny though, because like he's talking about losing and winning has consequences. Like, but motherfuckers lost. Like,
because yeah. He's like that first line of defense always, and he always loses yeah. against whoever Roman's about to face.
Right. It's like, but, hold on, what about you, man?
So yeah, I feel like he's been kind of treading water because of that. But I think with this new switch up, him leading the Bloodline Wolfpack, I think because Solo can talk, by the way, like in NXT, yeah. he was like yes. good on the mic. Like he's still like early on, but he's a good mm-hmm. talker. And I think allowing him to do that and him in this role, I think will do that. I think that's going to push him to the next level, I think.
Oh, so for sure. For
will
sure.
they be
for
more, sure. you know, NW Wolfpack? Will they be more the new Nexus and how bad they were?
Oh, the core. Oh.
The core with two R's, motherfucker.
Oh no.
I thought you were going with like since the you're talking about Wolfpack, I thought you're saying they're gonna go more, you know, gangster-ish.
Oh yeah.
With the flannels and bowdy bowdy, rowdy, yep, rowdy. Exactly.
It's still Paul Heyman, it's K-Dog.
I hope so. Bring Conan back. He's tanning up to be a member.
I want that whole podcast out there. I want Disco Inferno out there too. Fuck it. Like,
oh yeah, let's do it.
That'd be such great TV.
Hell no. A little Alex Wright. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Alex Wright. Shit. Yep. Yes.
What's he doing nowadays?
Club promoter.
Stripper probably.
Stripper. Though, before we close off this winners and losers section, right? For me, I kind of have to give a loser to The Rock, right? And it's kind of weird to say because it's The Rock. But his promo on last Monday, he just got me just thinking, what the hell is he talking about? Like, don't break my heart? Any theories on... Yeah, right. Any theories on what he gave Cody and this whole idea to extend this feud?
That line I don't get.
Right.
Oh no!
I don't know. Because what did Cody say? It was a wartime overture or some stupid shit. So it's probably like probably some stupid locket or a fucking a Funko Pop bracelet. what else? What other small items are out there?
Condom.
A used one.
Ooh. I don't know. I just like I it's a weird way to push the storyline and extend it to me, right? I mean, but then again, they kind of always leave us guessing what's next.
Yeah, it builds intrigue, if nothing else.
It does.
The jury's still out. We'll see how they follow through with it. But
Well, they'll just play it by ear because that special's coming out. How like you know WrestleMania switched up, right? So let's just hope that they don't have a string of bad ideas where the fans keep booing on it, and they're like, all right, next week it's gonna be this, next week it's gonna be this, next week it's gonna be like a ring on a pole match, next week it's gonna be a Punjabi prison match, next week it's gonna be a lumberjack match where everybody is like everybody outside the ring is multiracial or some shit. You know, it's like I don't know. You know what I mean, like, what the fuck, guys? You know,
the multiracial gauntlet match.
Ricochet came out twice. What the fuck? You're like, oh.
Hell no!
Yeah.
Johnny B. Bad and Mark Merrill both enter.
He came out with the Bollywood Boys the first time, and the second time he was.
With men on a mission.
It's like, oh, representing Canada, Jinder Mahal.
RIP, Mr.
Damn. Shout out, Fizz. Shout out, Mabel.
Oh, damn. Shout out.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. Well, okay. We understand. You don't have to be sorry. But yeah, I mean, you know, normally in this section, I would have news and rumors, but I don't have any. The one thing I did see is that, Becky Lynch is normally supposed to have. She said that she's supposed to have a some time off, but it seems like they're bringing her back because of the Rhea's title reign being cut short. I don't know if they're going to end up using her for something, which is something that we, you know, don't want to happen. But I don't know. What do you guys think for her to come back?
I'm just thinking like it's a good way of like, you know, if you lose some star power, you replace her with somebody else, you know, you lose Rhea Ripley. So like, okay, maybe we need to like, while we build another star, let's just just bringing in Becky Lynch for now, just to, I don't know what I'm trying to say. You know, let's have her like hold down the fort for now.
Yeah. Like basically like John Moxley did in AEW when Punk got hurt.
Yep.
I think that's the chain of events, right?
What is that called? Like
interim?
Intro? Which I never understood those. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like, I wish I could have an interim at my work. It's like, yeah, I'm not going to be there for like a week. Can we do an interim person come in? All right, thank you.
No, I'm not using vacation. I just have an interim myself.
I'm just having an interim stay.
Interim just.
Is that how you say it? Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I guess without Rhea, outside of Becky, like, what other star power do they have? Really? I mean, they have a lot of talent, the star power. So, yeah, I guess Becky, I could see. I hope they don't put the title on her, but I wouldn't be mad if they like did a tournament, maybe have Becky get to the finals and then ultimately lose to somebody to really drive that point home.
Love it.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I hope they just crown somebody new like we were talking about earlier, but, you know, sometimes they do go the safe route. Sometimes.
But it's a new era. It's a new era, Jess. A new generation.
But yeah, is it that time? Is that time? Whatever.
And now, sweaty session.
All right, with this sweaty session, I decided to do something that I've been seeing lately on my Instagram feed. I don't know why, but I've been seeing a lot of marriage proposals, a lot of engagement proposals, right? Shout out to, Vince, who recently got married. Shout out to him and Melissa.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, I've been seeing this, and I've been wondering, like, well, what if somebody did a wrestling proposal using a wrestler's gimmicks and catchphrase? So that's why we're here, to do that. Who would like to go first?
I'm actually writing something right now, so...
All right, I'll start off with a stupid one, like okay, just a stupid easy one. Does somebody like play the part of my fiance, or are we just kind of just saying?
You brought me here today. Oh yeah, you brought me here today. I got to do my low key.
Well, low key, I can't see myself without you, so I'm proposing to you. It's John Cena. He's proposing.
Oh.
That's his sketch
good,
race.
Very good.
Yeah. I'm going to cuss you now.
Very good. Very good. Okay, I could do a small one, a small, easy one. So, you know, Big Papa Pump. Okay. You know, looking into your eyes, I feel 5% love. Touching your hand, I feel 20%. Tenderness. Being with you is 100% love. So if we can cross the universe on a 360 axis, then hit the equator, then go to the ozone layer, and then cross the universe again, will you be my wife? Will you take me as your pump husband? Holler if you hear me.
Man, you brought trigonometry and science into that. That's
131% chance of getting dick tonight.
Sorry. Good.
All right, I'll go. I only have one, but it's a long one.
That's what she says.
Yeah. All right. So, if for anyone who's ever heard me do any of these getcho, these sweat sessions, I like to do them in poems. So, you know, same thing. Here, someone come up to me and play my fiance. Okay. Hello, I'm Loki.
Terrible start.
All right, I'll stop. All right,
I thought that was really
no. I was waiting
for a long one. Hello, I'm Loki. This asshole's typing away over there. Hello, I'm Loki.
You can call me Kaval.
Getcho.
All right, guys. No, all right, so I like to put on a show. So, like, so if I'm just gonna, if I was gonna propose someone, I would do it in a poem. So here we go. All right. So I'm not myself with you. Something's going on in my brain. You've got me saying crazy shit, like Mark Henry on Kyrie saying. Around you, around you, I just can't speak with these heavy feelings that I carry. You've got me all choked up. You're CM Punk to my Jack Perry. Without you, I'm just dull. But with you, I'm boisterous. I need you in my life. You're my voice when I'm voiceless. But these days, this planet's crazy. But I don't care if it's all twirled. Because anywhere that you are, to me, is the best in the world. CM Punk left for 11 years, but he's back finally. But I can't stand to lose you, girl. Please, will you marry me?
Hey,
I like it. I like it. Is that how you actually proposed?
Hell no. I was just like, is that a ring? I'm like, will you marry me?
Put this on, Toots.
Damn. But do you guys have any more?
I mean, I just have like short, like little things to throw at you.
Yeah, that's
you
know? What she said.
Mm. A little rapid fire. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I have one more, but if you want to go, you can go.
I'll throw one, and then you lay one on me, lay one on my face. So this is if I was proposing to Nia Jax, right? So I would grab her hand and I would say, Nia, you are my whole heart, huh? Because of her asshole.
We need you to make Valentine cards. That's pretty good.
Come on. Killing it. Justin?
Nice. Well, okay, so if Booker T was proposing, he would say to the girl, come here, sucker. I got something to say. I'm going to be your five-time lover and your five-time husband. Will you marry me? Can you dig it? Shucky ducky, quack, quack.
Why five times? I feel like that's just setting yourself up for failure, you know? Unless it's after the fourth time, and then you're like, this is my five time. Yeah, I mean,
you know, in case. Divorce rate is high, so I just want to, you know, make sure if anything happens.
Set low expectations.
Yeah. Yep. Setting myself up for failure, so.
Yeah, well, that's good.
With you, I'll Harlem Speed on you.
I go GI bro on you.
I only cheated on you after a Harlem hangover. I'm sorry.
Can you be my queen so I could be my king of Booker? So, guys, I want to say thank you for doing this episode with me. It's always a pleasure having you on, Kyle. Charlie, I'm glad that you're here as always. This is your home, you know, and you
so
know
happy
that.
To be back, sir. So happy to be back.
But, yeah, guys. Plug yourselves and plug your social. Shout out, Matt.
You go first.
I am at Charty underscore B96 because that's my birthday. So anyway, on Twitter and only on Twitter only. Oh, actually, I'm on Instagram too, but don't follow that shit. I don't put anything on there. So so follow me on Twitter. Let's get at Charty underscore B96. I got called up by Kyle for changing my shit over and over again, so I'm gonna keep it at that.
You're gonna keep it at that.
You gotta change it to Charty Be Bad, man.
I know, yeah. I missed that one.
OG, you know, OG,
like,
bro.
Ode to our what do we call him? Like what he's ethnic, mad ethnic. I don't know.
Vaguely ethnic.
There you go. Shout out. Bollywood shooting star.
Yo, but yeah, go ahead, Kyle.
Well, if you want to hear more about vaguely ethnic people, can't imagine why you wouldn't. Check out the Apron Bump podcast. Most recent episode covering In Your House, Buried Alive from 96. Had Charlie on. I've had Juss on a bunch. I've had Charlie on a bunch. Yeah. I've even had Garn on. We did WrestleMania, what was it, 18?
18, I think, yep.
That was a rootin' tootin' good time, so... Go check out those episodes, if nothing else, with the Get Show Boys. And if you like old school wrestling from a bunch of different promotions, big and small, all over the world. We like to have a little bit of fun on the Apron Bump and nudes in bio.
Hey.
Hey. Yep.
If you enjoy that, you can find me and go get your podcast on Twitter, get your podcast on Instagram. If you can't find me there, you can also find me with Marks and Mikes on Fridays. But yeah, shout out to everybody. Shout out to all the homies. If you know, you know. Guys, I think it's time to go watch some Bollywood.
Nice. So is Mero, like, what kind of last name is Mero anyway? Is it Yugoslavian?
Honduras?
Mero. Honduran.
Hi, I'm Mark Mero from Kazakhstan. How nice to meet you.
It is Galician.
Galician.
Oh.
That helps nothing.
It's like Spain. He's a okay. Spaniard.
He's a Spaniard. Oh, okay. My God. Okay. Shout out Russell Crowe.
Is it your go-to Spaniard?
Paul Gasol. Shout out Paul Gasol.
The Last Samurai was starring Tom Cruise. What the fuck do you want?
Dude, oh my gosh. What? Oh. But yeah, we're out of here, y'all. Catch you next time.
Hail Satan.
That's right. If you could only see your dreamy eyes looking right back at you.
His whack ass said Hail Satan before this was over.
Konnichiwa, bitches.
Diversify your...